Grace, mercy, and peace to you, God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace. When I was at a Bible study last Monday morning at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Washington, Missouri, we are studying the word peace and what peace means right now. And in the New Testament, the Greek word is eirene, for peace, and in the Old Testament, the same word for rest and peace is shalom. So we've been studying on that. And it's amazing to me that if you looked at the epistle reading today, this was pointed out last week, that the word peace shows up four times in today's epistle reading. But I'm actually going to concentrate more on the gospel reading today than the epistle. But it is amazing to me how peace keeps showing up. And then on my Thursday morning Bible study at St. Paul's Lutheran in Cuba, you're all invited, 11:30, we talked about one of the questions we're talking about worship. And one of the things that brought up was the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And what is the Sabbath day made for? For rest, for peace, for worshiping God. And here we are talking about peace again. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, the word peace. Now, the disciples had just returned from a mission trip that Jesus has sent them on, and where they went into towns and villages, and they were only to take what they were wearing. And if someone received them, they would give peace to that house. And they came back, and they were tired. They were exhausted from the work that they had just done. You ever get exhausted and tired from what you've been doing? Yeah. So they were tired. So Jesus knew they needed rest. There were even at times where Jesus needed rest. He was tired. He would go up on a hill and by himself, and he would, during his rest, he would pray to his Father. Or he was sitting at the well in Samaria, and he was resting, and he was thirsty. But he knew that his disciples needed rest because they had had no chance to rest. Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. They had been so busy, and now they're tired. They needed some rest. They needed some peace from all that they have been doing. And that worked great. We read that it worked great, right? Yeah, so they got on the boat and they had to go to the other side. And then the people saw them and ran and got there before them. So much for rest for the disciples, right? Yeah, so they came and they, all these people. And so what did Jesus do? He told them, come on, we need to rest. My guys need to rest. Did he tell them that? No, he did not. He had compassion on the people, just as he had compassion on the disciples, just as he has compassion on us. And he began to preach to them, and he began to teach them, and he taught them many things, and he kept teaching them. And when it grew late, so he was probably teaching for a long, long time. Can you imagine sitting and listening to Jesus teach for a while? I don't think he was like, okay, I need to keep this teaching down to 12 minutes or 14 minutes. I think that, and because church only lasts an hour, so we need to get this done and over with. No, he kept on teaching them, and they kept sitting there, and they kept listening to what Jesus had to say. And it would have been so wonderful to be there. Of course, we also get to hear and listen to what Jesus has to say. We're able to open our Bibles and read his word that he has given to us. Well, the disciples, remember, they had no leisure to eat, even to eat. They were not only tired, but they were hungry. So they decided that if we're hungry, everybody else is hungry, and we want to spend some time with Jesus alone and talk to him about what we just experienced and everything, and we could also rest and have him to ourselves. So let's go tell Jesus, these people are hungry. Let's go ahead and tell them to go home. Go to the villages, go somewhere to eat, because I'm sure they're hungry. Yeah, so we want to get rid of them. Yeah, so come on, Jesus, tell them, go eat. And Jesus says to them, you feed them. Jesus, we have a problem here. We don't have anything. What are we supposed to do? Buy 200 denarii worth of bread to feed them all? Because it's going to take a lot to feed these people. There's 5,000 men, not including the women and children. So we're probably looking at about 12,000 people there. 12,000 people. 200 denarii is a lot of money. All right? It's a lot of money. So they were kind of being a little on the facetious side, but kind of being on the serious side. They didn't have 200 denarii to go and buy all this food that it would take to feed all these people. And Jesus is like, go and find what you can find. And they come back and they go, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I think I got it right. I always try to turn those around. We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Does that sound right? Yeah, good. So that's all they had. There's 12,000 people there. And Jesus is like, okay, cool. I can make this work. Yeah, really? I like to see that happen. How many of you think that that's reasonable, that you're sitting there going, all right, we're going to get a great meal out of this? Yeah. I'm thinking the disciples are going, this isn't enough for ourselves. How are we going to feed all these people? Maybe they're all on diets. Maybe that will work. And so he does something that we need to realize at first. He has the crowd sit down on the green grass. Sit down on the green grass. How's that sound? Nice and comfortable and a beautiful setting. Wouldn't that be so cool? Have all the green grass around you. Kind of reminds me of our 23rd Psalm today. Jesus is being their good shepherd when he invites them to sit on the green grass. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So this will bring people's memories back to Psalm 23. He's inviting them to lie down, to sit down in green pastures on the green grass. And then, notice what he does. Before a meal, he prays. And he blesses the food. He lifts his eyes to heaven and blesses the food. Does that remind? And then he gives it to them. Does that remind you of something else? Another time where Jesus blesses the food, he prays before he gives? The Lord's Supper, before the food and the drink, he blesses both, thanks God, the Father, and then he distributes it. And he distributed it to them. And they all grabbed a little tiny piece of fish and a little tiny piece of bread so that it would go around to all people. Remember, they were on a really strict diet. So that was enough food for all of them. Maybe they got really fortunate. And the people in the back are going, don't forget to leave us some. Yeah, don't take all the food. and everything. Of course, that's not what happened. They all ate. The disciples went around, and he had them sit down in groups of hundreds around, and he had them sit, and the disciples went and fed them all, and they all ate enough to be fully satisfied. Not one person is like, oh man, I wish there was more for me. Not one person says, I could have used another couple pieces of bread and some more fish. Not one person said any of that matter, because they all ate enough food. And they were satisfied. They were going, wow, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. It was really good for them. And then, to top all that off, he had the disciples take 12 baskets, one basket per disciple, and go around and collect the leftovers. How could there be leftovers? How could there be leftovers? There's no way. No, no way at all. Yet, they filled the 12 baskets with full of broken pieces of the fish. There was enough fish left over to fill 12 baskets. Remember how many people there were? About 12,000 is my estimation. And there was 12 disciples, and there were 12 baskets. So it's like a basket for 1,000 people's leftovers were enough to fill with broken pieces of fish. And they were all satisfied. And they all received so much that day. They received this food, which was really good, but they received much more than the food. They received hearing Jesus teach them. They received hearing him preach the word. They received Jesus being kind and compassionate to them, and giving them rest and peace. They receive Jesus being the good shepherd who cares for his flock. They received so much from Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we receive so much for Jesus. Not only on the day that we come and we worship him and we receive his body and blood, but that is wonderful. That is great that we're able to spend a day of rest and reflecting on God and on Jesus and how he took our sins upon himself, suffered and died so that we could be forgiven and so that we can have rest. Come to me, all ye are who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus promises us. And we receive so much. So when we walk in those doors, I pray that you realize you're getting ready to receive his word and to receive on days of communion his body and blood, that we are receiving so very, very much. It's like we're filled and we're satisfied with all we eat. When we receive his body and drink his blood, he fills us with himself. He fills us with himself. He is our good shepherd, who takes care of us, who loves us, who gives us everything we need. And we are to remember this throughout the week, not just on Sundays or whatever day you come to worship, but on every day of the week, to reflect on what God has done for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, and how much Jesus cares for you, and how much he loves you, and how much compassion he has for you. Understanding everything that you are going through, understanding it, because he went through it himself. The trials, the tribulations, the temptations, everything. He knows, and he cares for you. And he goes, wants to give you rest from all of that. And he gives you himself. So whenever you're having an issue, whenever you're having a problem, remember that Jesus wants to give you rest from that problem. He wants to take care of it for you. He has taken care of it for you. He loves you. He loves you so very much. So when we leave here today, and we go out and we reach out to our loved ones, to our neighbors, and we tell them all about what Jesus has done for them, and we write letters to them. Remember letters? And we call them and we say, man, we're thinking of you. We love you and we want you to know that Jesus loves you also. God does love us. He cares for us. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I was going to bring in 5 loaves and 2 fish, but I got confused and I maybe grabbed 2 pieces of bread and I didn't have 5 fish to feed you with today. But you've been fed, I pray, with God's word, which is much more fulfilling than any bread or fish. God bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.